We were discussing yesterday, Ramban, Man's Machlokes and Tosfos, about the din of, the Gemara says, Yibayi Le Levurei, Chada Chada. Is that considered a Shia? Is that considered Gnei Baveda? Curses assumes it's together of Gnei Baveda. That's why the Chilk the Shemachina and Shem Besachar. The whole sugya, the whole discussion in the Gemara, in the Mechayavim. The Gemara says, her papa, he brought the Gemara Chavim Chodah, it's only by Shem Besachar. It means, it's not Mamash of Shia. So Mela, now Kamina will be the Gavim Mazik. If an animal pushed the other one and end up doing damage, so it's going to be considered a Shem Kutsing Yimi Potter. The Rabban disagrees, the man says, no, it's Mashiach Gemura. Mashiach Gemura, the Chilbin Shem Chinam Shem Tzachar over here, the Shem Chinam, since it's Kedanatri Inchi, normal, therefore, people on their own objects, they're not mocked to go one by one. So therefore, the Shem Chinam never accepted upon himself to watch it and to do it one by one, because even though it's really Pshia, but he's not worse than the Bible, he's not more common than the Bible. But that's Mitzvah Pshia. Mashiach and Shabbosachar, since he's getting paid, he has to do, that's then what's Pshia. He has to do what's it's Ma'al Me'aver, but not extra Shmira, it's just really what's not considered Pshia, it's just that it's more than what the Bible. Now, I saw someone once say a chiddush from this, but just to contrast this Ramban over here, yeah, that says that when we say lahachi, right? The Gemara says in Midr, Fista says, right? Who argues on Rabba? The Gemara says, Rav Kista and Rav Bar Avuna, they say you should have paid more money, which is not really the svara here of Papa. You should have paid more money, but in the sugi before, right, with the machlokes Abaye and Rabba is Lagabe, where we have this Natri Kenatri and Chi, and we have the Chilv and Shem Asachar and Shem Achina. And Shabbos Sachar is chayiv more according to Abaya regarding whether it's al be'idni da'i li'inchi. Right over there, we say that it's a gnei aveda. Leaving when people normally leave, even though Shabbos Sachar is being paid for it, still it's considered gnei aveda and not. It's considered Gneva Veda and not Pshia. So, I'm just pointing out, in the whole picture, the whole Sugya here, right? In the beginning of the Sugya, we have Machlokes Abaye and Rabba regarding Al Be'idni De Aili Inchi, where Rabba says that even Shem HaSachar is Potter, and Abaye says, no, Shem HaSachar is Chayim. Over there, and the Rishonim explained because he's getting paid, right? He's getting paid. They put together when I buy Ogs and Rabba, yeah, right. And he says even bid the island should stop to watch it because you're getting paid. So this idea the Shem HaSachar is chayiv more. So we have it regarding al bid island she. We have it in the Gemara on the bottom. Lagabe. Right? But it comes down to Ramban that there's really a difference between the two cases. In the case on the bottom, Betzem, it's a Pshia. Right? Elam, Betzem is a Pshia. Not doing it is a Pshia. And that's why Yichayev for Mazik. Elamai over there, the Shem is Sachar's Potter because he was never Makabal upon himself. Now the question is like this. By Shamei Sachar, that was not Mavur Echad Echad. Yeah? Is he considered to be a Pesheya? Is he considered to be a Pesheya? Or is it just the gather of Gnei Vaveda Shamei Sachar is Chai? Limar says, right, that Shamei Sachar is mechuyev to be ma'aver chad echad, right? And he's getting paid for that. He has to do extra. You know, Shamei Sachar doesn't have to do it. The Baal doesn't do it. The Shamei Sachar has to do it. So the Shamei Sachar doesn't do it. Yeah? The Shamei Sachar doesn't do it. Is he a Pesheya or is it a Gedev of Gnei Vaveda? So, in the Ramban, you might want to say that he's a Pesheya. The Ramban says, Be'etzem, it's a Pesheya. Elmai Shemachinim was never Mekalbar himself. But the Shemesachar, is Chayiv. But it might not be Mukhan the Ramban. Because maybe you could say, even though the Ramban says it's objectively it's a Pshia, the Ramban says that's why he chayiv in the Zikin, right? He chayiv in the Zikin. The question is, though, but since it's not normal to do it, and the Shemachinim, because it has Taka Potter, and the Shemesachar is chayiv because he's mechuyev to do more than the standard, so but now that he doesn't do it, since it's not the standard, it could be, it's like if the guy was Al Bidna by Al Inchi.
Is the Ramban one of the ones
that
says that
I don't know what the Ramban is. Now, in the Rambam, it's very interesting. Because the Rambam, there's two Rambams over here, which I want to discuss. Okay, listen to what I say. The Rambam that we discussed yesterday, in the sugya of Mimachdim be Royim v'Machlos. So Shemei Sachar has lay amani, Shemei Chinam is Bechinam. Says the Rambam, Shemei Sachar has lay amani. And then he gets reimbursed from the Baalim. Vim lo yasa kein, v'hoi lo lischer v'lo yisachar, harei ze pasheya v'chayim. Right? So Yeshua made a deal yesterday. Ram says, if the Shemei Sachar was not makdim b'rayim, he's a pasheya. Right? Pasheya v'chayim. So, pasheya. Right? So that might us... thinking, what would be the din l'mashal l'gabe if it was an eved, right? We know the shita of Rambam is p'shim and tamazik. Yeah, if you're p'sheya on an eved, even though there's no you're potter on dina shaymrim on eved karka and shtaros, but if you're p'sheya chayim, what happens in this case? We was a shaymer on the eved and. Some big guy in his gang, but it was Yachol. He could have averted the tragedy by laying out money and hiring people to save the Eved. Yeah, is he going to be chayav or not? Is it a pshia or not? If it's going to be Aveda, he's potter by Eved. If it's pshia, it's chayav. So when the Rambam says pshia. Is that saying that even it's only in what's only Yechid B'Shem B'Sachar, it might be considered Pshia? And it's going to be different than maybe Stam Gnei V'Aveda.
Because what?
Ram says it's Pshia. Ram calls it Pshia. That's his Gnei V'Aveda. He calls it Pshia.
What's it?
What is it?
Ram calls it Pshia.
If he was not Machdim, B'Rayim Machlis. In Loi Osakei, meaning... The Raya could have
could have hired other shepherds, and he didn't. Why is I'm calling him a pshit? So therefore, we might think, well, we're nafkamina. Nafkamina might be ben eved, right? Now, the truth of the matter is, in the Sivis, in Simish and Aleph, says the Vapashit, that by Hashem Esachar, that was Al v'day linchi, right? He shouldn't have gone in. He went in the case of Rabba, and I think he even says by our case where he should have had money to save it, he didn't. He says it's pasha by karkis pata, because meaning he's chay midin shem esacha. The chiyav is it's like an eva beit. Right. It's like an Eva Veda. Oh. However, though, Ram says, Ma'aseh Shia. Ram says, Basha. So I think this is interesting. There's a vikuach between the Tzois and the Tumim in Simon Samach Vav Mem Vav. In Simon Samach Vav Mem Vav, the Tzois brings down the Tumim. Right, this is the halacha of the Rambam, the Pshia, Yid Meshtaris, right, Yichai. The more brings down the Shidu the Rambam. Now, the Tumim says, he much wants to know, is there a case of Shem Esachar, of Pshia Shem Esachar, that they don't have a Shem Echina? But God, this halacha, Mamish, this halacha, says the Tumim, by the case of Raya Makleis. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon Rambam, yeah, that it was Yochel Hakdim V'Rayim V'Maklois, and you didn't. Hashem Esachar that is Chayr, yeah. Reza Pshia B'Chayim calls the Shulchan calls Lashon Rambam. Says what? Wait. It's not discussing. It doesn't say it fair. It says. Hashem Esachar, that was supposed to be Matim Schar, and he didn't. Reza Peshev Bechayim Loshen Rambam. Says the Tumim, Lefize, you have a case of Pshia by Hashem Esachar. That means, and even by Nebe, so says the Tumim, you're going to be Chayim. Because it's Rambam. You'll be Chayim because Peshev is a Mazik. Anytime you're a Pshia, Rambam is a Pshia, is a Mazik, then it's not the parasha of Shem anymore. Right? And you chayiv him by abadim. So that's what this Rambam, the way the Rambam brings down our sugya, and he says, he ends off, I raise it peshev chayiv, right? So Tumim grabs onto Yeshua's diuk, and he says, yeah, it's a peshev, and you chayiv him even by abadim. What? Why do you think otherwise? Because it's not mamash of pshia. Yeah, it's only Shem Esachar is chayiv, not Shem Echina, right?
Okay, so now
the Rambam says. The chiddush in the Rambam, the Rambam is calling it pshia. If he really means pshia.
He said that's an answer, right?
What?
That's an answer to the question.
Meaning?
And now you can apply
that. The Tumim says that we could apply it also. Comes along with Tzais. It says with Tzais, one second, not so fast. He says, when the Rambam says Pesheya, doesn't necessarily mean Pesheya Mamish. Doesn't mean Pesheya. He means, you were negligent, but it's a loose usage of the word Pesheya. He means that you're in the framework of Hashem Esachar, you didn't do your duty in Yechayim. This is what the Tzai Sechayshin and Simon Samavav, Sivkot Menavav, wants to take issue with the Chiddush of the Tumim. Now, Sivkot wants to bring a raya that in the Rambam, the word Pesheya doesn't necessarily mean Pesheya. Yeah? Because there's another Rambam, which is also an Arasugya. The Rambam, I don't know if everyone got to see it, in the second half of Halacha Tes, which is the sugya we just said about the Ramban, that Roya Shehever Abehemois Al Gesher, right? One pushed the other one in. right? And raise a chayin. Why? Why? Shein Hashem leidu schar lishma shmimula. Shemir is getting paid, he's got to watch a better shmira. Not better, no, a very good shmira. Top quality shmira. V'hoyul v'posha b'tchila. V'hviron kachas. Afa pisha nenas b'soy, b'es ha'nefila. Harei hu chay. Yeah? Again. Says the Rambam, the Roy is chai. Why? Because he's getting paid. He has to watch Shmir Mulu. Now, the Hoyle, the fear is always the Rambam. Hoyle, the Pasha Betchila. Yeah? The Viron Kachas. Afa Bishananas Besoy, the Ace Hanafila. Harei Uchaye. So Rambam says, he was Pesheya Betchila, Shevir Nachazachas. And even though Nenas Besoif, he's Chayiv. So, wait. First of all, everyone should fall off their chairs. What? With Pasha Batchila, Nenas Besoif? That's how you learn the Gemara? Ram has all the Pshat in the Gemara. Yeah? They were talking about Chlasa Bashir, Besoif and Baibis. When you read the Gemara, when I read the Gemara, yeah? And I read the Ramban, yeah? The man tells him, I won't say it's a Pshir, right? But it's Chalash Pshir Yosef Ainis? No! It's Chalash Pshir Yosef Pshir. No? Yeah. I learned the Gemara. He knocked him over, yeah? The behemoth jostled the other one, knocked him into the river. Zeo! That's Pshir, right? Or Gnei Aved, whatever it is, but it's not Chalash Pshir Yosef Ainis. Nam Zain knows Nenes Besaif. It's Chalash Pshir Yosef Ainis. It's Nam. Kiddush Narama, yeah? Okay, so we'll leave that aside for now. Okay? Rambam learned somehow there's some type of ainus over here. Beis Hanafilim.
Because
he didn't push him over. He pushed him a little bit, then he. Okay, you have to say, like, he started him off. Okay, fine. He started him off.
He didn't
mamish push him into the river, he just pushed him a little bit, then he tripped. Okay,
then
you have to say that's the case. Fine, no problem with that. Yeah.
What would be a case of...
It's not a pshat. It didn't trip in the Gemara, that's all. What?
What would be a case of Sofo Lubshira?
No, let's say the pushback is he pushed him off the bridge, yeah? He knocked him off the bridge. That's Sofo Lubshira. There's no onus there. You have to say a case, and Mr. Robin is saying that. Somebody pushed him, he jostled him, and he lost his footing, and made up, but it wasn't like Imam was pushed him off. Okay, I don't want to get stuck at this point.
We said that the Ramam said that he was Pasha because he brought them one by one?
Because he didn't do it one by one. If he did it one by one, what did happen?
No, I didn't have a...
Now listen to Bryce. Says the size, the Bryce, listen. Once we're saying, you have to talk about Chazav Shiva Sai Bainis. Once we're talking about Chazav Shiva Sai Bainis. Tactic side, 1 second. Did we forget our Taisvis? And all the Rishonim in the Sugya that say that Chazav Kengenev Aveda, the Saif Bainis, is Pater. All the Rishonim are Machiach from Bayez Kasha. From Bayez Kasha, that only for you, Rabba, you have problem with Chazav Shiva Bainis because it was Al Bidna, Deloy Ailianchi. But Lididi, there was Al Bidna, Dailianchi, that's not Pshir Gemur, that's only Gengenei Aveda. I have no problem with Shiva Bainis that Dari took it. Yeah? So all the Rishonim say, you see, Chazav Gengenei Aveda, Shiva Bainis, what's it in?
Yipater.
Now, the Rambam here says, when you were Mavr Chad Chad, and the animal knocked into the other one, and knocked it over, or did something, whatever, yeah? And the Rambam says, you're a Pesheya. Chos of Pesheya, Saif Ebayinis. Yeah? 1 second. What's going on here? If you tell me Pesheya means Pesheya, the Tumim says, when the Rambam says Pasha, Yeshua says it means Pesheya. Yeah? Or it's Pesheya, it's Pesheya, it's Pesheya, it's Pesheya, it's Chayiv Avodah.
So okay, that's, you know, we did a search, we found another place where Rambam says Pasha. Yeah? The Rambam says it calls this guy a Pasha too. But yet the Rambam says, well, the Chiv is okay, the Chiv Atzchas and Pasha say Bayin is. All the Rishonim say, all the Rishonim say, Tchas Pasha Bayin, Tchas Ken Gayim Aveda, Vesayf Bayin is,
it's Pater.
Is Potter.
But that, this is the case of Kangnei Vaveda or Tchilas of Pshia?
You're saying Pshia. I'm missing
something.
Tchilas of Pshia was a Vaveda. It's not Tchilas of Kangnei Vaveda.
Wait, 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 wait. Awesome. Oh, slicha, slicha, slicha. Backtrack a second. Sorry, I jumped ahead too much. Sorry. The Rambam over here says calls it b'shem, right? Calls it b'shem. Effective tzais. 1 second. The Rishonim all say. Taisa says. In our case, that you chada. Taisa is not a b'shem. Right? Because Shemachinim is Pater. So it's not a Pshim. Sorry, backtrack. Again, Tum says, when Rambam says Pshim means Pshim. But Taisa says, no, Pshim really means Gnei Aveda. I'll prove it to you, he says. 1 second. I'll prove it to you, he says. Why? Because Chad Taisa says that it's not a Pshim. Right? So Meila, and still Rambam calls it Pshim. Wait. 1 second. The Taisa. Called Taisus. Okay? Yeah, the Ksai says, how do Pashaya means Pashaya? No, Pashaya means Gnei Aveda. I'll prove it to you, because by Chad Chad, the Ram says Pashaya, and the Taisus says Gnei Aveda, not Pashaya. Elamai says, Ksai, you see that Pashaya, the word Pashaya is Labdafka, and Pashaya could mean Gnei Aveda, and Mela not Agitumim, and Mela will be Potter by Abba. Adkan Divriak says. Okay?
I would say there's a difference between saying
Haraisa Pesheya, or
using the Pasha.
Harulu Pasha?
Yeah. No,
Haraisa
Pesheya is classifying him as
Pesheya. Uh-huh.
Pasha means he made a mistake, he messed up.
Okay, that could be. But let's go back to my point now of Pasha Shabbat. I saw in a Sefer, he asks, 1 second. I mean, Ram was going to Chazam Shibs and Vainas. Right? And we're showing him say, Chazam Shibs and Vainas, Chazam again, Kangane Aveda, Messiah Vainas, is Potter. So, how could you guys tell me that when the Ram says Pasha means Gane Aveda, then why is Ram Machai Chazam Shibs and Vainas?
The Ktsai says it's Gane Aveda?
What?
The Ktsai says it's Chilas
Aveda. What?
Who's asking?
Pointy Almighty. I'm asking. Okay, I'm asking. The Kasha, again. The Ksai says when Rambam Halacha Tes says Pasha, he means Gnei Aveda. Rambam means Gnei Aveda. Because Shemachinim is Pater. So it must be Gnei Aveda. Chada Chada, yeah? Rambam says Pasha. But it's not true. Shemachinim is Pater. Elma, what does Pasha mean? It means Pshia. Gnei Aveda is also called Pasha for Shem Misal. But it's calling it Pasha, but it really means it's a level of Gnei Aveda. Okay? Now, Kash is, 1 second, but the Rambam says, Ichai, but Chos Pishas Avainas. And all the Shem say, Chos Lekeng Gnei Aveda, the Saif Bainas, is Pater. So according to the Ksai, that the Rambam means Gnei Aveda, he doesn't mean Pasha. He doesn't mean Pasha. So then, why is he chayiv al tchilas of pshat bainus? Tchilas of gnei b'gnei ken gnei v'eida v'sayi bainus. Tchilas of ken gnei v'eida v'sayi bainus. It's Pater.
It's a different case.
Yeah, a different case. There's a cloud. Rishonim on Bamatziyah, Tzayim al Beis, come up with a Yisoy. The whole, the man Dhammet says, Tchilas of pshat bainus is chayiv, is not tchilas of pshat. Plus, it can't get into the way. The same point is Pater. Now, according to the Ktzaris, in Halacha Tes, when Ram says Pasha, just kidding, doesn't mean Pasha. It means can't get into the way. And still, Ram says, I'll say it by this. Elamai, right?
So it's Hakis Elmai Pasha means Pasha. Like the Tumim. Elmai that would be right to the Tumim. That Pasha means Pasha. Yeah? And Taki means Pasha. You be chayy by Avodah. Right? Maybe like Jambad, it's Pasha. It's not a Pasha. Not like Taki says that it's King and Evade. It's Pshir. It's Pshir.
The Rambam doesn't really mean
it's chilasa,
it's safe right here.
He says, no, what do you mean it doesn't really mean?
It
says, just like it is. Based on a field,
it doesn't mean it means it's chilasa,
right? You know, it so happens to be that right after that, he got to discuss himself. He brings down, now, right after that, he brings the din of Machlokes Abaye Barav Nechlam Avah. So the juxtaposition is to Allah, and I think with right to support that it's Lazar Mashiach. He says, Pash, we are Agam, yeah? Why is that, what's that doing here, yeah? Huh? He says, right? It means that he means passing like Rob. So, anyway, I think he's saying, close to yourself, guys. Oh, that was a bit of kasha on the tzitz. Oh, so I was thinking, it was a little bit too much of pshat, but I was thinking maybe it's a right to Pagan.
Wait, how does
maybe this excites the right of king. What?
How does what is the connection to Chilas HaKinim, the Chilas HaKinim?
Again, the Tzai says this is Gnei, right? Pasha means a level of Gnei Vaved. Yeah, because Tzai says Hashem HaKinim is Pata. By the Lur Chod Chod. Right? So it's gonna have a veda. If it's gonna have a veda, so Rambam says you have to pass by your sabbinis.
So that pshia is not really a real pshia.
The ktsai says
that's Israel from here that we see the pshia is not really a real pshia.
The ktsai says Shem Echinim is pater. But that can't be though. If it's not a real pshia, then the Rambam doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because Rambam says it's pass by your sabbinis. You don't have to be gonna have a veda. Elmai is not a Rambam.
It's not really a pshia.
Elmai like tumim. Elmai. What's the Elamai? Elamai, right? You have to say that. You have to say that's pshia. Yeah, pshia means that's pshia like the tum. That means pshia means pshia. That's real pshia, right? And then maybe Rambam also Rambam. It's not even lever chad chad. It's also pshia. Now it's us. Again, it's not shlug up the tumim by the loch of laying out the money. Tum said that pshia means pshia. So they said, akarcha pshia doesn't mean pshia because the Ram uses it over here and by chod the chod, it's echanat pshia. Okay? So the kashi is 1 second, but how can you say it means gnei aved over here? Then why is it because pshia is very violent? Elamai, no. Pshia means pshia. Right? And I'm adding, so then he'll walk Ramban, that avur chod the chod is taka pshia. Not like the Isis. When the chod is the Ramban, whether it's pshia now. The Ram could hold Ramban. That what? That Burkhad Khad is Pshia. And in both cases Taka Pshia. Like the Tumim. Right? Both cases Taka Pshia. The case of not laying out the money is Pshia. And the case of here it's Khaz Bishop is it's also Pshia, like Ramban, not Dysus. Okay. Oh. So Shaila is though, so it's not like that. So he learns his gnei aved, and still yichayev. So the bishul says, "Chayes a bal kasha." Elmai, Teretz is. I think it's a raya too, Reb Kveigim. Because if you remember, Reb Kveigim made a cheshbon that that. Fager made a cheshbon that the raya to make a difference between Gnei Aveda and Pshil is only in Abaya, right? Because he was titled in the Shaila whether or not you need the Einis has to be Machmas Pshil. If the Einis has to be Machmas HaPshia, then there's no difference in Gnei Aveda and Pshia. It's only a Baya that the Einis doesn't have to be Machmas HaPshia, by the case of Agam. So then we say that why are you Chayiv? Because Pshia, you became Chayiv right away. Right? and Mela, but that's only by Pshia, but not by Geneva Veda. So that was Kriya's Chedek. The whole Sat Mechal between Geneva Veda and Pshia is only if you hold that the Oynis doesn't have to be Machmas and Pshia. Right? But if you hold like Rava, that the Oynis has to be Machmas and Pshia, then even Chlosa can't get an Eid. Those are Chai. Why? Why are you Chai by Chlosa Pshia's Abayinis? Because your Pshia was garbage. What's the real Pshia that was garbage? Well, get an Eid, the Pshia. Anything you did wrong, you were supposed to watch. You didn't. Whether you're Shema Sach, get an Eid, Shema Pshia, and something happened, an Eidus happened, it's as if you did that Eidus, right? That's what Craig is his judgment. It's not new, right? It's a jumpy.
Let me say this.
I'll say Linnea just once more. Rav Kveger made a cheshbon, a simple, complicated cheshbon, that all the Rishonim say, that Chlosai can gnevei the Vasayi Ba'ainis is potter, even when they're with Chlosai B'shir Sebarez Chai. Okay? So it says okay, that chilek only makes sense if you hold you don't need the oynis machmas pshia, because then the pshat is the pshia was machayev you, right? Therefore, who cares if the oynis was machmas pshia? She was machayev right now. So once you give it back, the guy you chayev, because you already became chayev. And therefore, that's not by pshia gemur, not by gnei. If you hold that the oynis is to be machmas the pshia. And then today, why you chayim on the Shlos B'shir Chayim Seva is chayim? The oynis has to be machmas nebshir. I don't have to re-explain the terms now, because those terms, we use them many times. I'm sorry, that much I'm not chayim right now. It's not the shir sikum. In the second part, if the shir sikum, then I'll have to do those terms again. But this year, not. Therefore, if you hold it has to be b'machmas nebshia, and the pshat is that you were garim, that you were garim the oynis, it doesn't make difference whether the garim will be b'shia gemura or b'shia ayidei, what we call ganev avein. So meila, since says in prepared, we pass in like Rava, so meila holds that it has to be b'machmas nebshia. So meila, what did ganev aveida? Chlosim ganev aveida, so if the oynis is chayiv.
According
to Rava. And that would be Paschal Alokas as a Kregim. So, Mel, if he's there, it's not Shver and the Ktois. Why? Because the Rambam in the next Halacha Grada happens to Paschal like Rava in Halacha Yud. And therefore, when the Rambam says Halacha Tess, that when you're supposed to do it chada chada, and you didn't do it chada chada, you were pesheya. Says the precise, what does pesheya mean? Gnei aveda. Even though say bainis, you're chayiv. One second, everyone should be screaming, but what's the gnei aveda? Say bainis is potter. All the shayim say no. The Rambam will tell you that's all in a baya. That's in Bamatzin Sagim on Beis. When we get to Bamatzin on the Bavan Beis, and Allah can use around Paschim is like, Rava, Sin Choskan Gay Beis, Vesay Beis, is Chayav. So Mela, it's not Shver and the Ktsais. Therefore, the Ktsais can tell you, Yad is in Tumim. Now, when the Rambam says, Pshia, it doesn't necessarily mean Pshia. It means Pshia Hashem Sachar. But not necessarily it's Mamish Pshia that will have a gather of Pshia Mitam Mazik, like the Tumim, like you suggest in yesterday's Rambam, and maybe extension in today's Rambam, but the Ksais who says that it's King Gnei Vaved, so why Chai 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 Chai. We have right from here, the Xeris Mazak of Pegor, Akman Nelby Teres, the way the Xeris look. Again, Tumul Hol, not again. Tumul Hol, Pshia means Pshia. Reza Pshay is Chayiv, even by Avadim, by, with a shame, he didn't lay out the money to hire people. And it comes to our Rambam, where Chada Chada, so maybe the Tumul will tell you, It's also pshia. Unless you want to say, Mr. Rothman's chiluk, there's a reza pshia that's defined, that's giving him the title. Yeah? Pasha, I mean, you were pshia, that could be not necessarily pshia mamish, but you did something that wasn't beseder. Okay, I did. But if you want to take the tzaisa dig and say, no, pasha means pasha, hareza pshia, pasha is the same thing, then the tumim is going to have to learn the Rambam like the Ramban. And the Ramban learns that not like Taisa. Taisa says, chada chada. It's not a pshia, right? It's not a pshia. That's why you're not chayy by Mazir, Taisa says. It's not a pshia. The Mazir says, no, it is a pshia. So the Rambam might learn like the Ramban that it's not a pshia. So both in halacha vav and halacha tes, both of them is considered pshia, and maybe in Echnami, you talk b'chai by vod. Babu?
Babu. Okay. Now, okay, let's go weiter. Evoi afgir kisna beirunya, ozol shvoi sham temine. He grabbed it from him. Osaif, hukra gane. Ozol kamir, nachmen chayvei, chayvei. Lehem plugged up Huna Barabin. The Shah Huna Barabin, Nigma Bain is Rachak Ghaganev, Mishamachinam who writes in Nishba, writes us in my din, Mishamachinam who I see my din, Bain in Nishba. Amarav, no, Hasim Gavri, the Parmuska, have a kaimi, the police were around, the Ramakala have also Matzlin, and therefore he's a Pshia. It's not a Ptur of Oinis. The Ptur of Pshia, Semela, Mameli Mishra Machinam, is Chai. Let's see Rashi. What happened? Shvoi, Shema Ganav, and Rashi says, he's listed Mizuyin. Rashi says, he's listed Mizuyin. How does Rashi know that he's listed Mizuyin? Huh? How's Rashi know Muslim Zayn?
It says in Baba Kamas, it's only Gnei Bainus is a Muslim Zayn. That's the Gemara says Gnei Bainus.
The Gemara compares to Gnei Bainus.
Yeah.
What?
Say it.
But that's but then, we is correct. Tyson Baba Kamas says that it's listed as Zayn. Why? Because the Gemara compares it. The Gemara asks from the Rabbunu, it's Bainus. And with no Gnei Bainus, it's a Muslim Zayn. Right? But that's not from Tyson Shtasai. In Baba Kama. Tyson Bambitsiya, you notice?
There's no such thing.
Tyson Bambitsiya doesn't say what he says in Baba Kama over here. Same Gemara. There's no Tyson over here that talks about whether it's listed in Mazayim. You notice. Why? Was Tyson Shtasai in Bambitsiya Mambezim and Aleph? What does Tyson Bambitsiya Mambezim and Aleph say?
That there's no
Gnei Mazayim. That
there is.
That Gana Ba'ayinis is Pater. He's like going back 100 years back. Gnei Bainis, Taisa says, among the Tzim and Bezim and Aleph, is Pater. He says, it can't be. What are the guys supposed to do? He dug it down 100 feet into the ground. How can you not be Chai? How can you be Chai? So therefore, according to Taisa, when it says, when the Gemara talks about Gnei Bainis, doesn't necessarily, and the Gemara is comparing this to the case of Bainis, doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be listed as Bainis. Just technically, the word gnei nignam b'ayinis, yeah, doesn't necessarily mean it's the mezayin. According to Isvav Kama, that's the only thing that can mean gnei b'ayinis is less than mezayin.
They were telling me they took it from him, right?
What? So what you mean to say is that even though he does that, he's not an armed robber. He's not an armed robber. If he's stronger than him and he grabbed it away, you want to say it's also called Listen Mizuyin.
That's Listen Mizuyin.
You don't need a gun. What?
He still has his guns.
That's fine. So what? But we're not discussing giving a name in Gazelle. Okay, that's a good point. But no, it's Kasha Taisa though. So why is Taisa? Taisa Bakan, what was he going on? Oh, he's going on the Rav Huna's statement. Nigna Bainis. Facebook Kam was going to be Mizoinit. But this case of Rashi, this case of the Maisa, the Maisa is a Shamte, so there, that's why it's listed Mizoinit. Oh, so that, not like Menachem. Because the reason why Rashi knows this Mizoinit is because of Shamte. Very good. Okay, so we have a problem. Rav Huna. Right? Chayev el Shalei. Hoyel Volker Ganev, Volyavsid Klum. All of the Choich Achar Ganev, Achi Yetzim Yodah. So this is a very interesting Rashi. Very Mechudish Tik Rashi. Rashi learns the whole Sugya. Rashi learns that this thing, Chayev, you have to pay right away. Why? Since you could get it, you have to pay. And that's how Rashi learns the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Rav Huna says, "Oisei Moedin, the Shem Esachar, Shem Chim has a choice. Hooker Gan, Shem Esachar, Oisei Moedin." Says Rashi, "Kiroyin, what does words mean? Simple tayin, Oisei Moedin. He does la pronouns. He does with him din. What does that mean?" So Rashi says, "Pirai, what is Oisei Moedin? It means the Shomer, Shomer Sachar, pays the Bayim. That's Oisei Moedin. Right?
Imai is referring to the Bayim.
Yes. Behind the pligi, the Rudy Shemachinam Hava. Machai Reb Nachman Lishlume. Reb Nachman was Machai even Shemachinam to pay. And Rav Huna said, no, Shomer Sachar is Oisei Moedin. Shemachinam has a choice. Either swear, you can swear. You don't have to pay. You can swear. And here we see the Shemachinam doesn't have a choice. Now, the Parmuzlis for the Rashi, Parmuzka Anche Shiltain Hayusham. So, the truth of the matter is, Rashi is really very difficult. As the Rashbam Babakama argues in Rashi Barichus. The Rav Kama learns differently than the Gemara, learns differently. Oisei Moedin, he says, means that it's incumbent upon the Shomer Sachar, or the Shomer Chinam in the first case, he's the one that has to go chase down the guy. Meaning, Oisei Moedin, he does with him din, you have to fill in the blanks, Shomer Sachar does din. What does din mean? Din doesn't mean payment. Oisei Moedin, with the ganav, he's tevei him with it. So in the tension of the words, in the Gemara, Oisei Moedin, the him and him are different with Rashi and the Rashba, and also what does it then mean? Then also the word then it means different for Rashi than the Rashba. And the Rashba says he doesn't understand Rashi. He says Bishlam that he should have to take him to din Torah. The Shomer has to take the ganav to din Torah. You can hear that. They once took a ganav. Just like says the Rashba, right? Just like says the Rashba, that the Shomer Chinam has to protect it from Gneiva, right? So you say, Soif Einami Kitchilasa, right? Meaning, just like he has to, Soif Kitchilasa, right? If you know the Ganav, Bishas Ganeva, you have to try to stop him, right? Although you're Peshe. So do Saifai, meaning you know the Ganav is. So he stole him. Said you know the Ganav is. Now, you have to go, just like you have to stop the guy in Chathila, you have to try and get away from him. That's part of your Shmir. What's if he stole before he stole it, after he stole it, says the Rajma. That he says he understands. But they said you have to go first pay, prepay, and then go get the guy. Why is that Machayev to pay? You wouldn't know, Pesheya. Adam wants to say it's money, wants to say he's Pesheya. It's true, the Rav says he's Pesheya, but when is he a Pesheya? He's only Pesheya if he didn't go after the guy. That's what happened. If he didn't go after the guy, and the guy skipped town. Yeah? And now it's too late. The guy's gone. Yeah? He's in China. You can't get them anymore. Yeah? Okay. So now you're a Pesheya. Now you're going to have to pay, the Rav will tell you. Because you're a Peshay, but not going after the guy. Right? The Peshay is, you have a chiv to go after the guy. Just like you have a chiv to stop the Echad Chilin, you have a chiv to go after the guy once you know who it is. Says the Rashba, that's only Lugabe going after the guy. But after prepay, after pay the guy, after pay the Bailam first, and then go after the guy, I wasn't Peshay yet. It was stolen to me without Peshay, right? I wasn't Peshay in the Geneva. It was stolen. There was no Peshay yet. Elamai, oh, now that I know the Ganav, says the rabbi, said, now I know the Ganav, it's okay. She's telling me, okay, you stole a Shomer. As a Shomer, go get the object. Fine, give me a chance. I'll be to them, the process. It's going to Besdin, send them as mother. It's a whole process, right? Mela, therefore the Rashi, but always in Rashi, and really, Bamasin and Rashi is Taka, Shtikot Tzarechi. Okay, I'm going to stop now. We'll have to finish up a little bit, just to finish up next week. I want to do a little bit of a sikum of the main akudis that we had this week. So, we started off with sugya. We already talked about it. We had a shtick chazar on already. We started off with sugya of Pasuk Peshiyah B'Zayi Ba'inis, where Baya asks on Rav, who says that that the case of the Braisa of Dari, the case of Brian Stungman was Al the Idni the Loy Ailianchi. So he asked, so why is the Brian say that if he can't save it, he's Potter, it's Chosim Shiv Say Bainus? That's the Bias Kash. Now, the one question that the Sharim discuss, and that is, do you need that the Einis should be Ba Machmas the Pshia? Right? That's the Machaybe the Sharim. When the man the Amrit says, Chaz Bishar Bairis Yichayim, does the Einis, it has to be that the Einis only happened because of the Pshia. The Taisan Ayiches is Dan, he brings a Raya from the mission over there that says, be bar the cow. To use the bibika, chamar, use the bibika, use it in the mountain, and overeat it, your potter. In fact, Taisris, one second. You're b'shea lagabe slipping. So aynis lagabe hochma, because more chance to get overheated in the valley than in the mountain. Therefore, we pass in Chaz B'Shea's chayiv by the surf of the Urvani. You hid the money in the makeshift tent over there. And so with Pshil Gabe fire, Ain is the Gabe Ganov, still you are Chayim. So why are you Potter? Okay? So, Div Taisa says that the Pshil, in order to be Chayim, the Ain is has to come Machmas the Pshil. In the case of the Mishnah, the Ain is did not come machmas tepshi. Okay, so Tzerv Rovni, had you done what you're supposed to have done, and you put it in the ground, then the Ganav wouldn't have gotten to it. Right? Therefore, the Oynis over there is machmas tepshi. When the Oynis is not machmas tepshi, you are Potter. Okay? That's Shita's Taisvis. The Shita of the Rif, yeah, is that he learns that's Mechoy is Abaye Verova. The Abaye says, Pasha Vyotzla Agam, what's the halacha? Mechoy is Abaye Verova. Abaye says, Inu Man Yama, Tvaz Pshia Besai Vainis, Lain Bari the Man Yama Chayiv, Dei Chayiv, Inu Man Yama Potter, Yir Chayiv, because Havla the Agma, Kot, the Imam Shem Pshia, in the animal, Yipshi and the animal died. But, he said, Lo yimibay man amar, Chai, of course you chai. So we see, even though he said, Even man amar potter, he said, Lo yimibay man amar chai, you chai. Right? So Abaye says, Even though he's not by machmas yipshiya, still you chai. Without the svar of Havel Kavma, it means Stam it died, right? Stam an Oynis, and that's not nothing to do with the Agam, what Baye is saying. And still Yechai, why can't you say Yechai? So Baye says the Rif of Baye holds, you don't need my Machmas Pshiyah. Right? Not like Taisus.
Rava Guf argues. So Mael says the Rif. Mael says the Rif. That our Gemara, because Bemisin, you have Kash and our Gemara. Our Gemara says Chaz B'Shiyah 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 by that Ri. Yeah? So 1 second. But it's not by Machat B'Shiyah. What's it by? It's Kash and Rava. Chaz B'Shiyah B'Shiyah B'Shiyah. I is not about Machat Shia because Dari killing it is not a result of you not being there. Dari is going to kill it anyway. That's the Bekasha. Says the Rif. Very nice. Abaya is Lushitasai. Abaya holds, you don't need Machmas Bashir. Ve'enachanami. La Locha, we pass like Rava. You do need Machmas Bashir. That's Samaria. 1 second. So, according to the Rif, that's the Rif answers our Gemara. Taisvis that says that everyone holds that, well, you need Nachmas Pshir. No, she said you don't need Nachmas Pshir. It's right from Mishnah. Yeah? So Taisa said, what do you do with our Gemara? What do you do with our Gemara? What's the Kashan of Mishnah Shavarin is? I said, I'm not Mashiach. Taisa said, there's no Machmas Mashiach. Why? Had you been there, maybe the animal, he would have been scared of you. You would have fought him off. Or maybe you would have gone somewhere else. The Ramban said, Mashiach the Rive is another pshat in our Gemara. Why is Machmas Mashiach? That if you're going in, you should have slept all the whole herd with you. So therefore, it says, meaning, if you're going b'shitas taisvis, that everyone holds that chalasa b'shiyah b'sai v'ayinis, you're only chayiv if it's b'machmas b'shiyah. So in our Gemara, you have to give some type of hechatimsa where it is b'machmas b'shiyah. The Rif says, no, very simple. Our Gemara is going to b'ayin. You don't need b'machmas b'shiyah. Now, if you the Rif, if there's machlek is b'ayin rov about this, then you have a problem with the Mishnah, taiskash with Mishnah. So why b'chokhmi potter? If there is a shita that says that you don't need Machmas Shia, by old you don't need Machmas Shia, so what do you do with our Mishnah? But I can't argue the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Machmas Potter. If you have Ayat Chas B'Shia, you don't need Machmas Shia. Teretz says, then ask this Kasha, and Teretz says that the Rif will have to learn, like he says later, that going on the mountain is not even a Pshia. Why is it not a Pshia? Because when you're going on a mountain, you watch out, you're careful. Right? As a Chaznish, it says, for example, that you know the chiv to build a Micah, says the Chaznish, even though the pasuk says that maybe someone will fall, the Chaznish says, no, it's Gezer Chasson, because he says, because when you're on a roof, you're careful, right? But anyway, but just the Muslim. Anyway, Zakpanim, Samela, that's how the Rif will answer the Mishnah, and according to the Rif, it's Mechayim by Rava, According to Taisus, everyone holds you need Machmas Pshir. In our Taisus, it's Mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yachi. It's Mavur in the Gemara that Bayis Kasha plus Pshir. So Bayin is only Kasha, like we said, based on what Rab answered. The talking about he was island in the island sheep. Because otherwise, he's not Potter. Now it's plus Pshir Bayin. This is what we discussed before. So Taisus and all the Shainim. That was Vayis Tais Alfiya Baya. Okay? Alfiya Baya was Vayis Tais. Alfiya Baya that holds that was Al Bidni. Did Aili and Chi? There's no Kasha plus Pshis and Vayis. Why? There it is, because even though the Shem Besachah was Mechuyiv not to go in, not take the break. But that's not a real Pshia. Since general people do go in now, therefore it's not considered Pshia. Shem Sofas Chayim, it's a level of Geneva Veda. It's a level of Geneva Veda. And Chlosim, Ken Geneva Veda, Mesayfei Ba'inis, is Potter. And we mentioned before, according to Bekvanger, Medas Harif, that's Dafka. That's Dafka Koin Tabai. Koin Tabai, and we said maybe today, Fidik Tzai is the Rambam,
that might come out that way as well. Now, the next sugya was that this whole sugya of having to lay out money, of having to try to protect the animals by hiring Rai Mamakras. So Gemara says that Shantinam has to try to get help, but doesn't have to lay out money. The Shem Masachar has to actually lay out money and he'll get reimbursed. Even though the Rebbe asks, why should he get reimbursed? It's potter. He said two trotsim. One teretz that was bari azeika. Then mavriach hari is chayiv. If he's not only a shomer, anybody that would hire someone to save the flock from the lion will get reimbursed. The second pshat he said was that was medina shmira, because by him hiring him to watch it, it's all with this understanding that he's gonna try to save it, even to lay out some money. Hamela is like a shliach. Hamela, the dvarim beis ad is like a shliach lefis chayim. Okay, so that the Gemara says, how much you have to lay out up to the value of the animal. And Gemara said, okay, so if the baal bayis has to reimburse you, and you're laying out the value of the animal, what does he get? The Gemara says, "Kush the chiyusa, tircha yisayir." Now, so we had two questions. One question is that let's say He laid out some money. I'm sorry, he didn't lay out the money, right? He was supposed to lay out money and save. He could have saved it. He didn't lay it out. The Shem Masachar didn't do what he was supposed to do. Well, the Shem Achinim didn't do what he was supposed to do to gather the forces to try to save the marshal and all the Shem around the Mechina. He could have done it, he didn't do it. Now what? So, Shem Sachar, where the Bailim would have lost money anyway. Had he done what he did, the Bailim would have lost either the whole thing, or 50, or half, whatever it is. So do we say that Shem Sachar does not have to pay, he has to pay the difference between what he would have laid out anyway, and the value. So there, the stimus of the Ram was mashman, he has to pay the whole animal. And that's how the Mukhyayasin wants to learn the Rambam. The Ravid, although the Ravid speaks out that Avada, he doesn't have to pay for the whole animal. He only has to pay the difference. The Ravid's mashma is not coming to argue the Rambam, he's coming to explain the Rambam. So it's a question, Bedas, Rambam, the Ran, is Lahedi Masubik about this? And the Ramban, Pashtis, at least according to Mishnah Melech, is machriya like the Ravid. And so we explain the shayla. The shayla is the Shem Masach has a chiyuv to pay for the animal. He's watching animals. Chiyuv, if something happened, he's chiyuv to pay for the animal. The fact that the Bailim would have lost some money anyway, it's not the gate, right? We have chiyuv to pay for the animal. The animal's going to have to pay for it. We don't make these chiyuvim. In the Ravid, we said, he always knows the chiyuv is, the Shem Masach's chiyuv is to pay the losses of the Bailim. And Mela, over here, the Bailim, only, by him not doing it, the Bailim didn't lose the whole animal, because they would have to pay anyway. So, now, the second question is, what about, is there any payment for the, now that you are paying, okay, do you have to pay just for the base price of the animal? Or you also have to pay for the kushra, the chiyusa, and you gotta say, kushra, the chiyusa. You still haven't said it. Kush dechiyusa and tirchi yisera. Right? Okay, that's another question. So over here, according to Mishnah Melech, the Ramban was misupik about it, and the Ravid said,
What's the shayla?
When the Shemachin, or maybe the Shemachin when he was Pesheya, and he didn't marshal the forces. Does he and now he has to pay? Does he have to pay just for the base price of the animal, or even for the kush dechiyusa tirchi yisera? So the Ritva says, Pasha, you don't have to pay for it. The Ramban, maybe it was Masupin, he says, Sarachi, maybe it's going like that, according to Mishnah Melech. And according to the Ravid and a number of others, he said, you do have to pay for it. So that was really the question, why? So we said a lot of things, but I think the simple Mahalach is what we said, the Dafka is the Ravid Lishtasa, right? The Ravid Lishtasa that says, that the chiv of the shomer, yeah, is not to pay for the animal. The chiv of the shomer is to reimburse the bialim expenses that are incurred because he wasn't shomer. And therefore, although the nesiva says it's pashit, El Gavi Gazlan and Mazik and all these chiyuvim, we don't find anywhere they're paying for kush dechiyusa tirchi yisera. Therefore, we could say that echnami, we're masking to that. The fact that for him it has more value, that's not chiyuv tashlum is on that. Rather, says the Ravid, since the whole side of the chiyuv shomer is to pay. That's every shayim. That's his grum, right? He didn't watch it. Something happened. El ma'atar is mechayiv him to pay for the losses that the bialim incurred because of. That's the whole chiddush of the parash of shayim. I'm explaining now. I don't know if I explained it that strong yesterday. The reason why the chiyuv of shayim might be different than the chiyuv of mazik, for example, is because that's every shayim is really grum. But yet, the Torah is mechayiv. So what do we say? It says the Ravid, the Torah is mechayiv me to pay for all the losses that I was gayer, and the Torah is mechayiv me. So Meila says the Ravid, the Tirchi Yisera, he would have had to pay an extra $10 to find someone to go around the whole marketplace and find a horse that was as good as this one. Right? So you will gayer him a hefsid, as well. So maybe that's why the shomer might be different than the mazik and gazlan. Okay. Now, just one last point. What we discussed yesterday, when the Gemara has this discussion of chada, the Gemara says that the Papa Paskin, even though he took him over the bridge, one knocked the other one over, the Papa says, he's chayin. So he said, what are you supposed to do? So he said, and Tais explains, people are ready to scream, they don't listen to this to them. Who's screaming, who's not screaming? Well, who's screaming, who's not being listened to? So Tais says, this is the machlaikis, this is the back to the beginning of the sugya of Rabbo says, you're not mechuyev to go that extra mile. Abaya, Rav Chista, and Rabbi Rav Huna all say, since you're getting paid, you have to go the extra mile. Memela, Memela Zataisvis, even though this, Harei Hashem Mechinim is potter on this. Right? So must be, that's not a real pshit. Right? So what's the issue? But since you're getting paid, you have to do more. Right? You have to go over Chad. But Betzim is not a pshia. And then Taisa says, what's Nafkamina? So Taisa says, the guy behezik, right? One animal knocked the other animal into the garden, and it ate. Then the bailim, let's say by the bailim, you potter. Why? Because it's not a pshia. Not a pshia, it's going to have a veda. What are we saying? Why is Papa Chayim? Shemasachar is Chayim. Why? Just like we argue Rabbah. That's who's the Tzavchu? Rabbah. Rabbah says, he did not drink you. People don't go one by one. No one has time to take down one by one. They go two by two. They're taking the risk. Right? Rab was screaming his head off. Oh, we disagree. Abaya, Rav Chista, Rav Ravuna, they all argue and say you're getting paid. You gotta shtel tzu. You gotta produce. Yeah, that's Taisut. Comes along the Ramban and says, one second, it's not going to work with the Rif. If he's that, because then it'll be steering the Rif. Because Rif passing on the Yechayim, right? The Rif will be passing on the Hirsha Mechim, his partner, what's going on? Says the Ramban, then no, not going one by one is a Pshia. So why is Hashem Mechachinam partner? Says the Ramban, very simple. Hashem Mechinam only accepted upon himself the Shmira that the Baal would do for himself. He's not worse than the Baal. He's not getting paid. He's not going to do more than the Baal. Hashem Asachar has to do more. Meaning, in this case, more than the Baal. And therefore, he has to do this. Hashem grabbing Hezek, it's a Pshia Gemurah. Yeah? Even if the Baal does it, right? Baal, in the case of the Gina, it's a Pshia Gemurah. It says, I'll prove it to you. Because what happens if it was Al? What happens by Baya Barabba? Yeah? What happens Vishem Mechinam? I'm sorry. Shem Mechinam, there's a lot of Al in the Dayla Inchi. Yeah? And then it went ahead and damaged. What if the Baalim was Al in the Dayla Inchi? Yeah? And it went ahead and damaged. So it's going to be Potter? Because it's going to be Potter? Of course not. It's not a Shmer B'chlav. Right? It's not a Shmer B'chal, like it damaging. Elamai, why is Shemachina on Potter? Because Shemachina only accepted upon himself Shmira, Lagabi, the Hezek of the Behemoth, only what the Baalim does. And the Baalim does take breaks. So Shemachina also allowed to take a break. But if it goes in damages, that's a Pshia Gemura. It's just that Shemachina never signed in that. Right? Therefore, in our Gemara as well, it's not a stira. Going one by one, Lagabe, the animal being mazik, it's a pshia gemur, if the Baalim lets it go two by two. Lagabe, Shemachinam, still his potter. Why? He knows pshia gemura. Teres says, but the Baalim, since the Baalim would do it, Lagabe, what he accepted upon himself, this he hasn't accepted upon himself.